It's time for the Yoda Squirts Podcast.
Jones Barbecue and Foot Massage! Jones Barbecue and Foot Massage! Better come down here, get some of this shit!
Quote 17. Oh no, I'm leaking.
Welcome to Yoda Squirts. It's been a long time. We have some voicemails and emails to go through. Voicemails first.
Yoda Squirts, man, it's Jonathan. Look, I need some info. I need you to tell me. Well, today at school, my girlfriend told me to touch her tits. What should I do? Anyways. A friend of mine and a group of friend of mine just got your show. They're going to be calling in for a while. So see you.
Even though these voicemails are old, I'll still respond. My only answer to that is, don't use an inflatable poodle. I have no idea what that was. I don't know what that was either. At the moment, there is no voicemail number for the show, but if you want to send in an audio clip, save it as an MP3 and email it to yodasquirts@gmail.com. Now email. The emails will be read in the voice of an Indian woman, just because. These first two emails are from Jake Carroll.
Subject: Pop a sneak a doodle message. Puppy sex a panda no good with Australian underwear. Subject: Just remember, message, you can't spell masturbation without determination.
This next one is from Anonymous.
I miss this podcast, whatever happened to it?
And this one's from Tyler.
Why did you abandon your podcast?
To answer those last two emails, never fear, the show is back. If you want to email the show, either send an email to yodasquirts@gmail.com or go to the website yodasquirts.blogspot.com and leave a comment. It generally is considered impolite to drag a chair over to someone, stand on it, drop your pants, and rub your sack on their face. When trying to train a dog, it's inappropriate to hunker down behind them, lift their tail, press your mouth to their butthole, and blow. And then they all eat poop. Why do Asian women love American men? Size difference. And now, a story about Bob Saget. By this much, he demanded, indicating a point on a ruler. The demon wavered in the air before him. Impossible, said the demon. But I've brought all the necessary ingredients. He thrust a finger at the table between them, strewn with a crack pipe, a particularly short and curly hair, and some rumpled underwear held stiff by many stains. And besides, he said, if you don't, that's where you're going next. He pointed at Uncle Joey bent over the bed, his pants pooled around his feet, gibbering and playing with hand puppets. All right, Danny. The demon raised its hands in supplication. Don't call me Danny. Don't ever call me Danny. My name's Bob. Okay, Bob. I suppose we can do this after all. That's more like it. He crossed his arms while a smug smile spread across his face. The demon's talons made intricate patterns in the air, leaving glowing trails as it spoke in a guttural language full of hisses and clicks. After a moment, Bob felt a tingling in his pants. Bob found the door that read Barney, writ inside a purple star. He appreciated the gold fringe on the star for a moment before applying his knuckles to the door. Who is it? Called a jovial voice from within. Bob pushed through the door and closed it quietly behind. Hi, Barney. I'm Bob Saget. We're going to be the best of friends. Hey, aren't you that guy from Full House? Bend over. That's it. Email yodasquirts@gmail.com. Visit yodasquirts.blogspot.com. Sweet milky boobs.
Milky boobs bounce so nice.